The Myriad Sala exhibition has launched at the State Library of South Australia. There's 79 diverse pieces to check out by 48 artists, all living with disability. Mark Kalinske from Community Living Australia joins me to discuss. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jenny.
How's it all looking?
Oh, it looks fantastic. There's so many different pieces of art from various artists, and as you said, 48 artists from just people with disabilities from many different, you know, supported by many different organisations, and we just wanted to open this up so people with disabilities can celebrate their own expression in their own way to sell their stories.
So what does Myriad mean?
Myriad is basically reflects that. It's an exhibition of a myriad of artists, artworks, mediums. So we got photography, there's some sculpture, there's paintings, all sorts of things there from across the state. So there's a myriad of reasons why we'd call it that.
There you go. So is there any kind of theme to the work, or is it about an exploration of people's lives and self-expression?
It's self-expression in people's lives, and often the work isn't clouded by expectations of community and what art should look like. It's just really coming from the soul of the person and what they've experienced and how they feel good about themselves.
Yeah. Are there any pieces that, I know you can't name a favourite, of course, it's like having kids or something, but any pieces that really resonate with you, Mark?
Oh, look, there's one sculpture, and it's actually a jellyfish sculpture, and it's this large sort of branch of a tree with all these jellyfishes hanging from it, and it's all lit up, and it make a great piece of art in a foyer somewhere. So if there's any corporate or business out there that's looking for an interesting piece of art, I think that would be one that the artist would love to sell.
There's some beautiful portraits as well, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Some portraits, there's some landscapes, and there's one that, before setting up at the old Institute building of the State Library, which used to be the Art Gallery of South Australia many years ago. But anyway, it was sitting outside my room, and the way the light caught it, it just reflected all the vivid Australian colours of landscape. I just love it. I'll have to put a bid on that one myself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some of them are for sale. One of them isn't for sale, and I can see why. Leslie Kornetsky, I think is how you pronounce her name, because it's this extraordinary tapestry of a sailor going to sea, and apparently it took her months to complete. Gosh, there's all these different amazing media being used in the exhibition.
Absolutely, and you're right. Some of the pieces have taken a long time, and obviously that reflects different people's abilities and how they, you know, are successful in doing the art and what the time it takes to get it just right.
Yeah, so I imagine people, all walks of life with different abilities, and some people it might have been a bit of a challenge to create the work.
Oh, absolutely, and, you know, people were very, very dedicated, and they love this exhibition. Like I said, people, you know, from across the state, they just want to be part of it. And we've had to close down for a short break due to COVID, of course, and we thought, nah, it's time to get back to it. People want to express themselves and show what they have to offer. And I think most people would be really impressed if they really want to come down and have a look. It's free to come in, and they can get a cup of coffee and a tour. A guided tour and see what people with disabilities can achieve and what it means to them. Their stories are unbelievable.
Great. So free exhibition, weekdays 9 to 5, weekends 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. and it's only on until the 1st of September, right? So where can we go check it out?
Yeah, so it's at the State Library Institute building on the corner of North Terrace and Kintore Avenue. So get along there and have a look. And like I said, celebrate with all the artists. Some of them might be there. And they certainly, most of the artworks are for sale. So please, and very reasonably priced too, I might add. So get down there, have a look, put your hand in your pocket and buy a piece of art.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your time today, Mark Kalinske.
Thanks, Jenny.